You're listening to Geek This, the pop culture podcast with minimal nerd rage.
Hey, welcome back to Geek This. My name is Dave Clements, and this show is supposed to be on hiatus during the month of May, but due to a little film called Deadpool 2, we decided to get back together. It is myself, David Hunt, and Mike Kostreva. We all got back together, had to talk about Deadpool 2 because we kept bringing it up in Infinity War, and so, yeah. This episode is just us sitting around a table geeking out about the movie. And if you like these kind of episodes, please share them on social media. Let us know. You can get a hold of me personally. I'm Mr. Dave Clements on Twitter, or you can shout out the podcast, Geek This Podcast. And just let us know that you're enjoying these group episodes. I think we're going to try and do them more often. And just make a point of getting together to talk about some of these bigger movies, because it's fun when we're all in the same room together. At least we have fun, and we want to make sure that you're enjoying the episodes as much as we are recording them. So, without further ado, here is the episode.
So is it recording us right now?
It is. It's recording us right now.
Oh my gosh, so much pressure.
Oh, and for you?
Here we are.
Well, Deadpool 2 came out.
Right. Yeah. So this is actually David's idea, and I was not opposed, and it was kind of nice to...
Yeah.
Because I've been working on behind-the-scenes stuff, and now I'm not today because we're actually going to record an episode. So I'm done. I'm not going to jabber about it. Let's talk about Deadpool 2, starting with the first Deadpool movie, because we didn't do a Deadpool episode. So, I think we're all kind of in agreement here that the first Deadpool movie was really, really good.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah. No, yeah, it was good. But when you say the first Deadpool movie, you mean Wolverine Origins, right?
Absolutely. well, it has to start there.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was a thing. I forgot about that.
I don't really know where I want to go with that conversation, other than I think we all liked it, and... I feel like, I mean, really the first Deadpool movie kind of changed superhero movies and what they could do. Mm-hmm. It changed the rules a lot.
It made a lot of money.
Yeah. Like, there have been rated R superhero movies before this, but right. This, like, it broke through that barrier of it being a niche audience, you know? Mm-hmm.
And Deadpool's, like, way... more of a big deal than things like Spawn, mm-hmm. and like or
Blade,
yeah, mm-hmm. like Deadpool's a, I think a lot more people were interested in like actually getting a Deadpool movie. Like people never really wanted a Spawn movie, or nobody really was anticipating Blade. Like, oh my gosh, here it comes! Right. We're getting a Blade movie. Yeah. So this was a much bigger deal.
Well, I think the appeal of Deadpool. Because he doesn't appeal to everybody. Because I had to kind of have this conversation with my mom. Because she watched The Girls when we went to go see the movie. And she's like, so what are you watching? I was like, Deadpool. She's like, oh, that's trash. And I was like, true. Yes, it is. But I think the appeal of Deadpool is the fourth wall breaking. And just the commentary that he has throughout the movie. Because mm-hmm. we haven't seen it done in a movie before.
He's like the
first one.
Yeah, and he's like the only comic book character that I know of that does that. That mm-hmm. he's fully aware that he's a character in a comic book or a movie mm-hmm. or a video game. So that's what I loved about the character, and that's why he's one of my favorites, is because he does that.
Right.
And so and the movie totally exceeded my expectations. I thought it was great. It was an origin story, but... I mean, it was obviously a necessary origin story because, mm-hmm. I mean, it was the very first Deadpool movie, a legit Deadpool movie. So it's just like, well, where do you start? You obviously have to start from the beginning with Wade Wilson. Mm-hmm. So, and it did it in a very non-boring way. And I liked how they went back and forth. Like, the movie started in present day, and then it went back to his mm-hmm. origin. I loved how they did that.
Yeah, I like non-linear movies, and it seemed to be the only... You could have told it totally linear, but mm-hmm. it's just more effective. Because I think, you know, within the first few minutes of the movie, you want to see Deadpool. You don't want to have to wait for a half hour before he dons the costume.
Well, then we got those awesome opening credits.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
The
very snarky, like, snarky credits.
Remarks.
Yeah. Right.
A hot girl. Filmed by, or directed by a douchebag or something like that. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the general appeal to people who even know just the slightest thing about Deadpool. But I think the movie was really good, and it opened up, like I said, like how movies were done. We got a rated R Wolverine movie, which I think we needed, and I don't think it would have been possible without Deadpool.
Could be true.
Yeah. Because I still think you could have had kind of the same Logan movie minus all of the language, and they could have toned the violence down.
Mm-hmm.
It still would have been kind of the same movie, but there was something more visceral that had to happen for that movie to be as good as it is.
Yeah.
So we got that because of Deadpool.
I guess for me, like, with Logan, I barely remember it being rated R, you know.
Right.
Because, like, yes, obviously it was, and there were elements that made it rated R, but with Deadpool, it's like, oh yeah, that was R.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. But then it kind of shaped the Marvel movies, too, because Thor Ragnarok, like, we got a different, like, things started to change with Deadpool, and then you get Guardians of the Galaxy and Ragnarok. Like, the storytelling, I feel like those characters felt a little more self-aware. Like, the comedy was built up a little bit. They were making fun of themselves a little bit. Not like Deadpool was, but they didn't take themselves too seriously. So.
Yeah, I guess I see your point there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've read some articles that kind of said the same thing, and I was thinking about it, too. Like, I don't know. Like, it really did change the way that superhero movies are done. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was pretty cool. But we don't have to talk about first Deadpool movie forever. We're here to talk about the second one. So let's try and do a non-spoiler section like we did with Infinity War, and it only lasted about 5 minutes.
I'm glad you said that because I was about to jump right into it.
So, non-spoiler review. I think we're all in agreement that it was good, but where does it rank? Is it better than the first one, or?
I enjoyed it. I had more fun with this sequel than the first one.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's about on par. Like, I really enjoyed the first one. I really enjoyed this one. Mm-hmm. It felt like more of the same in a good way. Not like, oh, it was just the same, but like...
Right.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed the first one, you're going to enjoy this one.
Mm-hmm. Just having watched it one time, I think I enjoyed it more than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the one that I want to go back and watch again because it felt like they crammed so many more memes and,
yeah, they did.
You know, Easter eggs into this movie than they did the first one.
Well, for nothing else, in Celine Dion. You
know, right?
Oh, man.
The opening credit sequence is amazing.
Yes,
the music video is pretty good too.
Mm-hmm.
I've never liked Celine Dion more.
That's the thing. That's another thing. Like, really quick, I know, sort of off topic, but the marketing for Deadpool in general, the first movie and the second movie, like, and when the Blu-ray came out, all that stuff, it's just fantastic what they've done, and it's just like. Like what you guys were saying last week with the trailers, like for the sequel, like there's so much footage that they recorded that was not used in the movie at all.
Right.
But it totally makes sense, like the clips that they did and like the celebrity guests for the trailers and stuff.
Well, now I want to like go back and watch the trailers now that I've seen the movie.
Yes.
Because of all that additional footage.
Yeah. I had something right there that I was... Okay. So I shared it on Facebook, but Walmart, I guess they did a bunch. I don't know if it was just Walmart, but the pictures were from Walmart. But, like, slip covers for, like, every movie ever. Like, Office Space and, like...
Predator.
I'm assuming they were all Fox movies.
Yeah, that could be true.
Because I never actually saw any slipcovers like that, but they all were Deadpool themed.
Yeah, the Office Space one was the one I wanted, but I didn't get a chance to get out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It made me want to buy movies that I wouldn't have wanted to buy otherwise.
I was ready to just walk through and just pull slipcovers off things. That, I would have done it too.
You bad, bad person.
If it weren't for those pesky kids.
Yeah.
I own some of those movies.
Those meddling kids.
I heard that, just talking about the marketing, that they were filming stuff up until, like, you know, a couple weeks before the movie actually came out.
Yeah.
So they could just add more jokes into the movies or into a trailer or something like that.
Yeah, I heard that too.
But
when then, like, Deadpool showed up on a late night show.
With Colbert. Yeah.
I didn't actually get to watch that clip.
That was great. He he made a Thanos joke in that segment where he started to fade away. That made me laugh.
That's funny. I want to go and watch all the marketing stuff now. But
yeah, the movie was good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I am anxious to see what lies ahead, if anything.
Well, I've heard that there's a chance we might not get a Deadpool 3.
Yeah, I heard that too, and that kind of bums me out.
But we are getting an X-Force movie.
Yeah.
Which, I'm just
Wait,
are we done with the spoilers section?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
I mean, the X-Force stuff was kind of in the trailer, so.
Right.
What? But not the part that I want to talk about.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what? I think we covered everything I wanted to. So, yes. Starting now, we're going to spoil the movie. So, if you haven't seen the movie, go watch the movie, then come back.
It's a really good movie. You should go see it.
You should.
I agree.
Support your local cinema. Don't download it.
Cams are bad anyway. Like, really? They're never good quality.
I stopped trying to
watch. Never mind. I don't know anything about piracy. Ever.
Well, to be honest, I used to try and watch movies online, but I stopped doing that after a while because I was like, this sucks. I'm not even going to bother trying.
So. Yeah. It's everything's fair game. There's no rhyme or reason.
So the opening, the very first opening with the Logan little toy with the spear through his heart or whatever that was. my theater was laughing their heads off, like, right from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. That was awesome.
There's almost too much to talk about. Because
I liked it, like, when his mask was half up. That reminded me of the comics right there, because he's always doing that in the books.
Yep.
No, well, and it pretty much starts off right away with him exploding.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's like, whoa, like that.
Yeah.
It's like, I promise that in this movie, like, I will die.
Yeah. Like, F Wolverine. Yeah.
I love the way that this movie started, because it starts off with a joke, and then it jumps right into the action, which is very similar to the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
I did not expect Wade to blow up into, like, 1,300 pieces. I was like, okay, you're going to die, but we know you don't die.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the first fight scene was awesome.
But he does die.
Right.
Technically, yes, he does.
So
stupid time travel.
So this brings up something, because, again, I was reading things and I hadn't really thought about it. So have you guys heard of fridging before? This is not
fridging, where you put stuff in the refrigerator.
Yep, never heard of that.
It's not an innuendo for anything either. I promise.
Good.
Good. So you actually would probably be the most aware, David, of fridging, because it all officially started back in a Green Lantern book.
Yeah.
Where he finds his girlfriend all shoved in a fridge.
Mm-hmm.
So that trope of of basically a female character being killed off in order to make the plot.
Okay.
I have heard a lot of people were really frustrated that Vanessa gets killed off.
You know, I heard that too.
And that's the entire plot, essentially, for Deadpool, is to avenge her or kill himself or bring her back.
Mm-hmm. I had a feeling she was going to die, but when she died that early on, that surprised me.
Yeah.
Well, I can sort of see people's frustration with that, but at the same time, Deadpool 2 is a love story.
Right.
And
we were reminded of this.
Yeah.
And it's a story about family.
Right. It's a family movie.
Yeah, the first one was a love story. The second one's a family
movie. That's right.
Because Wade reminds you of that.
So, I don't know, like, do you think it's just kind of one of those things that people just need to, like, chill out and quit overthinking movies?
I think so.
I think it'd be different if, like, they killed her off and she was just, like, gone.
Right.
But, like, we still see her in those little, like, weird, like, almost dead moments.
I mean, it started out as that way. I'll give them that. Like, it started off as kind of like a, like, I'm going to avenge her type thing. Mm-hmm. But it didn't end there.
Right.
Like, when once Cable got involved, like, it didn't go in that direction at all.
Right.
And if you go by the mid-credits scene, like, she's alive.
Right. So, is, like, the whole... Is the whole movie, like, null and void?
Like we...
I don't care. Yeah. If it is, I don't care at all.
I mean... So basically, our discussions, I mean, you talk about Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
They killed off a lot of characters that have to be coming back in some way, shape, or form. I don't know. It's kind of weird that we have two movies that have kind of that same premise when you walk out of the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're all like, it doesn't matter. I just find it weird. That's the only reason I bring it up.
I can see people like saying that, but... Yeah.
It didn't ruin the enjoyment of either movie for me.
Yeah. I think the main thing with, like, Deadpool is no matter what the actual, like, canon continuity is or whatever, like, it doesn't matter. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's a fun movie, mm-hmm. you know?
And X-Men movies did that all the time.
Yeah. X-Men was really bad about it.
So, I'm trying to remember the different pieces of the movie. I love Josh Brolin as Cable.
Mm.
Yeah, they got that one right. That was great casting. I wasn't sure about it at first, to be honest, but...
I was all in as soon as they... But I'm like that. I'm just kind of like, yeah, that makes sense. I was the same way with Ben Affleck as Batman. I'm starting to retract my opinion there. I don't think he's a terrible Batman, but there's not been a good DC movie.
I think the writing has a lot to do with that. I don't think it's entirely his fault.
Right.
Well, we'll see if we ever see him again or not.
Yeah.
We might
hear different reports every day.
Right.
That's true.
I'm done. No, I'm not.
But Brolin, he was great.
I think they cast him great because in the comics, you know, him and Deadpool, they work together. Mm-hmm. But I felt like the chemistry in this movie was very, very good too.
Yes.
Like, just the way that they play off of each other and the way that Cable doesn't take any of Deadpool's crap, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The scene when they're breaking out of the prison, you know, where he breaks his back, you know? Like, I don't know. Like, that whole scene, like, you just kind of see how well they work together because you get them one-on-one.
Yeah. I was a little worried about that at first because I was like, oh, like, Cable's the bad guy for, like, a big portion of this.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. He's the bad guy for a big portion of this. And I was, like, I was waiting for the banter between Deadpool and Cable. And then we got it eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But it took a little while to get there. And I wasn't mad at that at all. I was like, this is really interesting. I didn't expect Cable to be, like, kind of, like, public enemy number one for a while. I love Deadpool's like, it's like, watch out for Cable. He's 5'11", not like the comics at all.
Well, and then with Cable, him time traveling in this, like, it doesn't really have anything to do with, like, saving the world or anything.
Right.
It's like,
not really.
I saved my family. Yeah. Kill this kid who eventually kills them.
I guess that was the thing, too, was at first, I guess, for whatever reason, it didn't click with me that he was trying to kill the kid.
Yeah.
I thought he was coming to, like, save Deadpool, and I was like...
I knew it had.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I knew it had to do with him, but I was like, it has to. The reason why he's there has to do with the kid, but maybe he's there for Wade as well. I don't know. So that's what I loved about. I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Well, and I think that's what makes it such a good movie is you just kind of sit back and you're like, I'm on this roller coaster. Yeah. Please take me. So,
speaking of the kid, like I felt like the actor who played, what was a Fire Fist?
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt like he did a really good job.
Wade kept on making fun of it. Yeah.
I don't know. I had mixed feelings about it. I don't...
Way to be a downer, Dave. We're all like, yeah. You're like...
I thought he did a good job. I did think that... I was surprised that he was such a huge part of the story. Mm. Like, I did not expect that at all from just the trailers I saw.
I was okay with him being in it. I think the thing that bothered me the most, which, out of all things, was just how much language, like, really foul language he used. Which, I know, I shouldn't have been surprised. It's a Deadpool movie. I mean,
right.
I'm sure if there was a newborn... In the movie, you know, the baby would have said something, too.
Well, there almost was a newborn in the movie.
Well, there's half of a newborn.
He seemed like, I mean, he's obviously a young kid. He probably hasn't done that many movies. So I'll give him slack there. But I can see your point. He was kind of over the top in some parts. Like
which, again, it's Deadpool.
Yeah.
Everything's over the top.
But at the very beginning, when he's like, he's flipping the cars, he's right outside the orphanage or whatever, and he's just like swearing at everybody, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But then like...
But then when he starts becoming evil,
right.
You know... Or,
oh yeah,
you know,
towards the end when he was like facing off with...
That was probably the best scenes with him in it.
Yeah, he was good in that. But then when, at that beginning scene, when Wade shows up with Negasonic and Colossus, that the mood just completely changed for me. Then I was like, okay, I'm back in it now because Wade was hilarious. I am an X-Man.
In training. Okay, so I guess we had two new X-Men in this movie, right? Like, legitimate X-Men?
Yeah, the ones that didn't die right away.
Right. Was it Yumiko? That was Negasonic's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Yumiko.
And then the big surprise, which was Juggernaut.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Did you know? Did either of you know?
I had no idea.
I didn't know for sure, but... Somebody had posted something on the internet that didn't, like, come out and say, like, yeah, Juggernaut's in it, but kind of hinted at it. And so, like, in the back of my head, it was, like, semi-spoiled.
Uh-huh.
So
oh, really?
When Juggernaut showed up, I was like, oh, okay.
I had no idea.
It was so crazy, because that scene when he comes out, I'm sitting there next to Wendy, and... Like, you barely see any of them. You see, like, this giant hand and then, of his his helmet. And I was like, oh, I think it's Juggernaut. And she goes, what? And, like I was excited.
Yeah.
And
I'm Juggernaut, bitch.
Right? I was waiting for that. I was like, is it going to happen? But it didn't. I'm kind of glad they didn't do that.
Well, and it's funny because, like, I didn't grow up as a fan of the X-Men. Like, I could care less about any of them except Wolverine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I saw that, and I was actually excited. I was like, what are they going to do with this guy?
Mm-hmm.
And that final fight between him and Colossus.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, yes, it was a big CGI fight, like Deadpool
said. He said, big CGI fight, here we go.
It was great, though.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, it was really good. I was so surprised. Because when the kid was talking to some big guy in the cell, I was like, oh, that I whispered to Mariah. I was like, it's like, oh, it's got to be somebody. Like, it's got to be a big deal. It's got to be a big reveal. But mm-hmm. Juggernaut never even entered my
mind. Yeah, I was like, who are big, physically big characters? Mm-hmm. And I couldn't think of anybody. And
Deadpool was like, Juggernaut, you're my favorite X-Men ever. I'm like, it was really cool because, like, what Deadpool was saying, like, was like what the audience was saying. If they knew nothing, like I didn't know anything, mm-hmm. I was like, as when Wade was talking, I was like, yeah, exactly, exactly, yeah.
I'm gonna rip you in half now.
Yeah, I actually was not expecting that. Like, yeah. He said it, and like, how many times do you hear that in a movie? Right. And then it actually happens.
Mariah was just like sitting there, like when that happened, she was just heard. Jaw dropped, and she was like,
Sabrina wants to. She was like, oh my gosh, uh-huh. Did that just happen? Like,
oh, okay. He was perfect. Like, yeah. And I was telling my buddy Jamal this today. I was like, I think it's hilarious that the Deadpool movies got two X-Men completely right, and the X-Men movies got them wrong. Right? Like, right. I just find that really funny.
Like, part of me wishes that Ryan Reynolds and that same team just like become the producers for all of the movies going forward, because mm-hmm. I feel like they're getting the characters right. Mm-hmm. So, this just popped into my head. So Juggernaut tears Deadpool in half, and then we get Deadpool with baby legs and other appendages.
I laughed so hard.
Here's my question. If he regenerated his legs, did his legs regenerate the other half of his body? Do we have two Deadpool running around? Is it possible? I don't know.
That's funny.
This is where my brain goes.
No, that's an interesting thought.
You would say no.
Interesting
but...
thought. But I'm leaning towards no.
Leaning towards the nether. Yeah.
Sorry.
That scene was great, though. I really wanted a... The Hawaiian shirt Wade was wearing during that scene when he was sitting next to Blind Al.
Yeah.
I whispered to my girlfriend, I was like, I want that shirt.
That's Chunk's shirt.
It's what? From Goonies. Oh, is it? Was that Chunk's shirt?
Yep.
That must have been why I liked it so much.
That was a great joke, too. One-Eyed Willie.
Well, yeah.
I guess Josh Brolin actually hates that role. Like, he has a very, like, love-hate-love relationship.
Doesn't like that role.
Role as Bran from Goonies.
Yeah, when people bring it up in interviews, he's always a little like, yeah, okay, whatever.
There's so much in this movie.
X-Force.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I wanted to go with it.
Mm-hmm. So, like, the majority of them died.
Yeah.
But that scene was amazing.
It was, yeah. The original team or right. whatever, mm-hmm. just like... I wasn't expecting that. That's what that told me threw me off. Uh-huh. Like, I was like, "Holy crap! It's Pennywise! Oh, it's uh-huh. it's Terry Crews! They're right. gonna be in this!" And then they all die, and I'm like, "Oh crap! No!"
Well, I remember when Peter hits that bus.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he hits the bus, right?
No, Peter Lane. Yeah, Terry Crews hits the bus.
Yeah, because Peter makes it. And then
he makes it on the ground.
He goes to try to save.
Yeah, that doesn't work out too well for him.
Well, we're X-Force. I'm gonna save you.
What did Wade call him? Sugar Bear or something like that? Or like, that made me laugh. But yeah, like the whole team, like it's like, is there anybody still alive? Of course, Domino. Domino was great. Domino totally.
She stole the scenes that she.
Yeah, was, I and I honestly, the casting of her, I was like, eh.
I remember okay. feeling the same way too. Yeah,
I was like, I saw like the pictures that were released of her, and I was like, okay, we'll see. But mm-hmm. like, I'm totally cool with it now. She was great.
I'm ready for a Deadpool Domino movie now.
Yeah,
I love how they like almost made like a joke out of like her luck power.
They like, did, mm-hmm. yeah. How is that a superhero? Yeah. Superpower, yeah.
That's not a superpower. It is.
Yeah, it is.
Hold on, let me go back to...
It is. I'm pretty sure it is. Hi, I'm Peter. I just saw the ad. You're in. And Dopinder's like, come on!
his one kill in the movie, I did not expect. It was so hilarious.
That was great at the very end there.
I was rooting for him the whole time. I was like, when is he going to, like, kill somebody?
Yeah. I knew, I had a feeling it was coming. I was like, they're not going to let that guy go scot-free. There's no way. And then, of course, here comes the cab.
I was worried he was going to get killed.
Oh, really?
I thought Dopinder was going to get killed.
Yeah. I guess I could see that kind of happening. But, yeah. I didn't realize how freaking short Josh Brolin was. Like, when at the end of the movie, when you see them all walking, I was like, whoa, he really is short. Yeah. He was not lying. Yeah,
Ryan Reynolds is like 6'1". Yeah. I think I looked it up because... I think it was after the movie I was thinking about it, and I was like, is he really that much taller?
Yeah. Roland was shredded, though. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, for a 50-year-old guy, holy crap.
I'm not going to look like that when I'm
But, yeah, the X-Force stuff, like, when it just became, like, it was just Domino and Deadpool, mm-hmm. like, that team and Cable, I thought it was great. And the ending... when Wade fake died like 4 or 5 times. Uh-huh. That was funny too. Oh yeah, and somebody made a comment, I didn't even think about it. I saw a review, like when the bomb went off and Wade was like, his suit kind of like went black, mm-hmm. it looked like his X-Force suit or whatever. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was a really cool homage. That's the thing. I mean, I could probably watch this movie 10 times gladly and always find something
so new much
in
stuff.
It. I watched the first one with Wendy for the first time like 2 or 3 weeks ago, because I was like, you need to watch the first one, and if you don't like it, you don't have to go see the second one, because she's a little more squeamish about violence, and I was worried about some of the jokes.
Yeah.
So we watched it, and I found stuff that I hadn't noticed before.
Yeah,
I have watched it four or five times. So,
well, that's the thing with the Merc with the mouth. Like he the dialogue is so quick, and like he'll say stuff that I'm sure I missed. I probably missed so much in this sequel because everybody's laughing so hard through most of it.
Yeah, I think I was the obnoxious guy in our theater because I was like, yes, that joke.
Yeah.
And there's so many references to so many different things.
Mm-hmm. The Rob Liefeld joke about not being able to draw feet. I don't know if you guys...
Oh, yeah. I picked that up. I didn't know what it was.
I laughed really hard because I caught it.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's true.
Yeah. There was a lot of references that I'm sure I didn't understand, but whatever.
I don't know. Like, it's one of those movies that, you know, given my... the people that I hang out with the most, which actually isn't many people, but you guys, like, I hang out with you the most, and we don't see each other that often, but, like, I know that, like, my dad and my mom, people that ask me about movies, they would never watch this movie, but I would watch it a million times.
This one, I definitely will, for sure.
It's one of those movies that when I post about on Facebook, and... like, I know that there are people I go to church with there that are like, you hear that?
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Well,
yeah, I remember Wendy asked me, she goes, did you tell your mom what movie we're going to go see? Or did you, like, tell her some other movie? And I was like, I don't care.
Right. Yeah.
And I was like, I'm old enough, I don't need my parents' permission to go see a movie.
Funny story, when I picked up the girlfriend to go see it, her dad was like... so what are you guys going to go see tonight? And I was like, maybe Avengers, maybe. And then she sneaks up behind me. She puts her arms around me, and she was like, I thought we were going to go see Deadpool. And I'm like, yeah. And he was like, I don't care. You guys are adults. And I'm like, sorry.
It doesn't feel like it at this point in time.
Yeah.
I need your approval.
Yeah, I was like, I got nervous for a second. I'm like, please don't hate me.
Yeah. I was, as soon as I texted my mom, I was like, yep, going to see Deadpool 2. I was expecting her to be like, you're disowned. Don't come over to the house. Your kids are not my grandkids anymore.
Ouch. That's pretty extreme.
Well, I mean, I grew up.
I see. I know what you mean. Yeah. I see.
I mean, the only violence I was allowed to watch was in war movies. So, like, Saving Private Ryan and Black Hawk Down, I could watch those every day, all day. They had no problem. That's realistic. But some dude with katanas slicing people up, we're getting split in half by a giant.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
So, what'd you guys think of that little cameo of the X-Men in there?
I forgot about that. I just now, you just reminded me of that.
I didn't see everybody that was in it. Like, it was so quick.
Yeah. Beast was in there.
Beast was on close the
I think
door.
It was the young X-Men, right?
Yeah. Cyclops was in there. And I loved it because, like, that whole scene, that right there, where, like, he's riding around in Professor X's chair and, like, he's saying all this stuff and everybody's cracking up, like, losing their minds. And, like, he was saying stuff that I know I missed. And then it's like, I only see two X-Men here.
We're in this giant band.
That was great. That was so good.
Speaking of X-Force, Brad Pitt, he was Vanisher.
Brad Pitt was Vanisher?
So when he dies, like he's getting electrocuted, and it flashes and you see him.
I did remember.
Brad Pitt. Well, then, funny thing, because when Cable shows up with the two hillbillies.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The fat one is actually Matt Damon in a fat suit. I didn't know this until today. Really? The other one is Alan Tudyk, who, you probably wouldn't know him unless you actually, like, paid attention to, like, fine details. But, like, he did, like, the voice of, like, Olaf and...
Huh. Yeah.
King Candy.
Yeah, I know who I know that
actor.
He
was the other one. So it was Matt Damon and Alan Tudyk that were the hillbillies.
That's funny. He played LeFou in Gaston, right? Yeah, the Beauty and the Beast remake?
No.
Oh, no?
No.
I thought, okay. The voice
Have you
of...
seen A Knight's Tale?
Yes.
He's the redhead. I will follow that guy.
Okay.
He was on that Powerless show.
I was thinking
NBC.
I was thinking of a different actor then.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I like little.
That's got Matt Damon. That's the that's hilarious. Yeah. That's funny.
Year.
What?
What year is it? Oh, you're so dark. Sure, you're not from the DC universe. There were a few like DC movie
jabs in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was the first one? Crap, I need to rewatch the movie so bad now. He said one that was like really like a big Martha.
Yeah,
it's like just so happened like his mother's name was Martha as well. I was like, "Oh, everybody was like, "Oh!" Shots fired.
I like when he calls Domino Black Widow.
Black Widow.
I can't get over how many little things there are. Mm-hmm. I've only watched it once. I'm really. Let's just leave and go watch it again.
Yeah, right. I really want to, like, for sure. But I did enjoy. Like, I know a lot of people complained about the ending and like how like oh, Cable just, you know, he went back and he used his last time travel juice on Wade and
I guess my thing is like if you've watched the whole movie. And you didn't realize that that was what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You've never ever watched a movie before.
Yeah.
I mean, was like, he sets it up in like the second act. I've only got one jump left.
And like, I mean, his family still lives. So what is everybody complaining about? You know what I mean?
So I guess.
Well, but then they get the time travel stuff later. So
Right. I was like, when that happened, and like he was actually like, oh, we shouldn't have done that.
Right.
It's like, what have we done? I was like, oh, are they really doing this right now? And then when he went back and saved Vanessa, I was like, did that really just happen?
Right.
I was like, okay, whatever. Uh-huh. You know.
And then he kills the original Deadpool.
Yeah.
That
was funny. How they did that, the way that they did it with like with Logan like kind of like doing this type of thing. It's like, hi. Just cleaning up the timelines. Boom, 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 boom.
It's like, so they finally got Wolverine in the movie without actually having to...
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Without actually having Wolverine in the movie. That was funny.
And then going and killing Ryan Reynolds
before he plays Green Lantern.
You're welcome, Canada. Yeah. And then, did you guys stay until, like, the very, very end, like, of the credits? Like, there wasn't anything there, but they played the Juggernaut theme song.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, really
slow.
We were
laughing. I was like, it sounds bad, but I want that as my ringtone.
Yeah.
Now.
Juggernaut, a giant mother. Holy balls, holy.
Yeah, it was, like, super. It reminded me, you guys, you remember in the Simpsons movie with the spider pig?
Yeah.
Theme song, when they did the operatic version of it.
Mm.
Spider pig! That's what it reminded me of. I was like, that's, yeah. They kind of went in the same direction.
That's funny.
So if they make another movie, where do you guys think they would go from here?
Well, it's definitely got to be a Deadpool Cable movie. I mean...
Yes, mm-hmm. Please. Like, if they're like a team, because one of my favorite aspects about the Deadpool video game is just the back and forth with Cable and Deadpool, mm-hmm. and how Cable, like, manipulates Wade, because, like, Cable needs Wade to do something of extreme importance, but Wade gets bored or whatever, or shoots himself because he's bored, because
right.
he doesn't want to listen to Cable, so Cable will be like, hey, Wade, you like tacos? And Wade's like, what do you need me to do? He's like, Wade, what if you could never have any of your favorite tacos anymore for the rest of your life? And then, like, he would manipulate. I want to see stuff like that,
yeah.
like, in the movies. That would make my day.
I think I was thinking about the X-Force movie, and I was like, the thing that I think I'm scared of is, with it not being a Deadpool movie, I feel like they're going to have to make sure that all of the characters get adequate screen time,
yeah.
and you don't want to just focus on Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how Deadpool's going to work if he's not the main character.
The focus of it, yeah.
I mean, team movies can be tricky especially if you're introducing new characters. I mean,
right.
that was one problem you had with Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
Was
there
that
were too many.
Introducing all these characters, mm-hmm. and...
Right. Well,
and then Justice League, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
But I think if there is a Deadpool 3, I don't know. It's got to be Deadpool, Cable, and Domino.
Yes, for sure.
And I can't kill her off within the first 5 minutes of the movie. Even though that is a really cool James Bond-esque.
That was, opener. I forgot. That was so good. That James Bond opening was amazing. I think that might have been one of my favorite parts of the whole movie, was that opening.
I mean, because every single part of that, like, reeked of Bond.
It was so GoldenEye.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that. It was, like, direct ripoff of, like, the GoldenEye
mm-hmm.
opening. All this stuff when he's, like, he's laying down. He's, like, one of the Bond girls and everything. I was like, oh, my gosh. Oh. Okay, yeah, I need to watch it again.
I think we're all in agreement.
I don't know what else to say. What was, like, your guys' favorite jokes, if you can think of any?
One. I don't know. This is where a second viewing really comes into play.
Yeah,
because
then you can, like...
Because then you'll know when a joke is coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I liked them all.
I mean, yeah, I did, but I think the X-Men joke, the X-Men hiding in the door,
mm-hmm.
that was probably one of my favorites.
So unexpected.
Yeah, completely didn't expect that.
I feel like it's a cop-out for me to say it, but the baby legs was
that.
Hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the
thing. For sure.
In neither movie did I care for T.J. Miller, and I'm kind of glad that he's currently in federal prison right now.
Yeah. Is he really? Did
yeah.
that go through?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I guess in the movie, again, reading an article, there's like a lower third from like a news clip, and
mm-hmm.
if you read the bottom of it, it kind of says something about...
About Weasel going to jail
something,
or something.
Something
yeah.
like that. I actually haven't read it myself, but
that's interesting.
What happened to Weasel in the movie?
I don't remember.
In the movie, I don't...
I remember...
I don't know.
The last time I remember seeing him... Well, again, we've watched it once, but...
Yeah.
I remember him being tortured by Cable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I remember
the last
him.
Thing I remember.
He was. I think after that, he was in the room with Blind Al, Domino, and.
Oh, that's,
yeah.
yeah.
I think that was
the
last
the baby
time.
Leg scene.
Yeah, I think that he was in there,
yeah.
and that was the last time.
Yeah, I was. I was okay that he's not going to be in another one. Because he really, I never
he doesn't
really...
need to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I can see why he was in the sequel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And why they didn't just do away with the character completely.
Right.
Because it was necessary to keep him in there. But if they do another one, there's no need for him to be in the next one.
No. Yeah. No.
Well, especially if they go, like, into it knowing that he's not going to be in there. They don't have to write out a character.
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it was. Christopher Plummer declines role in Deadpool movie, which references the Kevin Spacey situation.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay. I was trying to remember what it was.
It's not a laughing matter, but it was. That's kind of clever how they did that. Yeah.
But I don't know. The baby legs thing was funny because... The whole time I'm watching it, I'm going, when are they going to show it? And then they did.
I was hoping they wouldn't, dude.
Well, I meant the legs, not everything else. But when he gets off the couch and then walks, like, that is the creepiest, weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was, learning how to walk.
That was really weird, yeah.
So I think that was one of my favorite gags, at least, in the movie.
Mm-hmm. When he was walking around trying to, like, the... not let Blind Al hear him or and that was and mm-hmm. then she's like what the
I think I laughed the hardest during the parachute scene mm-hmm. when like all of X-Force was dying
and they were dying
because it was like when that was something
when Shatterstar hits the, like me. You're like, seeing him coming toward the blaze and you're like no yeah, and then it's just green goo everywhere.
as soon as the first one died though I was like, they're all gonna die.
That poor Peter W.
That was really funny.
I follow him on Twitter and LinkedIn and everything. Dang it.
Oh, Sugar Bear.
I am glad, though, that he brought him back. He saved him
at
the end. So, I'm hoping we get an X-Force movie with Peter W.
Oh, yeah, he'll come back.
Well, they kind of sent him away, though. You know,
well, yeah, he did. Yeah. He told him to just go home.
Yeah, just go home.
Just go home, Sugar Bear. I really don't know what else to say.
Yeah,
like
I enjoyed it.
Yes,
it's that different. I the biggest thing I like about Deadpool is it's different than anything else we're getting as far as like superhero movies,
right?
For sure,
and it's kind of a nice palate cleanser, you know, for the summer.
Yeah,
because I think next you have Ant-Man and the Wasp, mm-hmm. and then you have Aquaman later this year.
Yeah.
Which will probably be...
Well, there's also The Incredibles 2.
There's also...
Ooh, I forgot about that.
That's what, June?
Is it June? July. July. Early July.
And you have Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Yeah.
Which I'm so excited about.
Teen Titans.
When is that?
August? I think that's July. I
forgot about that.
July.
I think. Oh, man. No, it just...
Speaking of them, and since we're talking about Deadpool...
Yes.
In one of the more recent Teen Titans Go to the Movies, like, advertisement things, mm-hmm. they have Deathstroke in it, sort of making fun of Deadpool.
Because
Deadpool was originally, like, a ripoff of Deathstroke, and then they...
Mm-hmm.
So, that was
because they do.
Funny.
They call him Deadpool, don't they? Don't they call Deathstroke Deadpool?
Oh,
I want to say that they do, because I think I've seen that trailer.
But Deathstroke actually says, like, Deadpool's a ripoff of me. And like,
right.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah. But I think that's probably the most enjoyable thing about both Deadpool movies is they don't follow the normal... Like, it doesn't take itself seriously. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I liked about Ragnarok and the Guardians movies is because they don't take themselves so seriously. There's something refreshing about that where they're just like... We're just movies. Like,
I think the first moment for me when I realized that like a superhero type of movie could be as like extreme as it was the very first Kick-Ass movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is... And I was obsessed with that movie when it first came out.
Yeah.
Part two was a different story. Not that great. But the first one, when it came out, I was like... I've never seen anything like this before. And when
these little kids are swearing.
Yeah. I was like, holy crap. And
maybe
like
I should have watched Kick-Ass before I watched this, then I'd be okay with little kids swearing.
It was like super violent and I was like, this is a comic book movie. It's based off of the comic book and I was like, wow, this is like this is groundbreaking type of stuff. And then when Deadpool was announced, I was like, oh, I hope they kind of go with that vibe. And it was along the same lines with that kind of vibe of a movie. Of course, Deadpool was like, it was more of an origin story, but it still was like right along with those, with that vibe. And it just, that's what hooked me. I was like, this is kind of telling studios. I was like, well, you might, you know, superhero movies are for kids and for families, but not always.
Right. Right.
It can be get extreme sometimes too.
Yeah. I was very, very happy with this. It was nice to not walk out feeling all depressed because
half of the heroes
were dead.
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe they were, but I wasn't upset about it.
I was like, oh man, is Deadpool really dying? Oh, nope.
Yep.
Yes, he is. Nope. No, he isn't. God, it's so hard to go. It's so hard to say goodbye.
I would have been okay if Deadpool would have died.
I would have too.
Since they have kind of said that it doesn't look like there's going to be a Deadpool 3. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If Deadpool would have died at the end of the movie, I would have been okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But in a way, though, I mean, it depends on how meta you want to get here.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, because he killed Ryan Reynolds from, you know, before he did Green Lantern, Deadpool may not exist because of it. It's a thought.
But in his world, is Ryan Reynolds a different person?
I don't know, because he signed that box of Wheaties or whatever it was as Ryan Reynolds. Remember that?
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Man.
I think, like, for the sequel, I think like Ryan Reynolds is like, okay, guys, I'm Wade Wilson. That there's like
right, like he peels all the prosthetic on.
Yeah, he's like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. I am Deadpool.
Or Deadpool meets Ryan Reynolds.
Right,
that would be great too.
Yeah, I loved it in like the very first movie where he's like, you think looks do matter? You think Ryan Reynolds got this far in his acting career based on his acting skills?
Oh. I was incredibly happy with this movie.
Yeah, it was great. I want Ryan Reynolds to play him forever.
Well, that's what we said about Hugh Jackman.
Logan, yeah.
Well,
but we got a good half, well.
Might as well been forever. Man, yeah, he played that.
17 years.
Yeah, might as well been forever.
Yeah. Yeah, there are some characters that certain actors just like link to. Mm-hmm. And once they play them once, you're like, yeah. No one else should ever be this character.
Yeah,
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, I was about to say I can name three off the top of my head.
Yeah. I think that's it. I don't have anything else to say about Deadpool.
All right, that's a wrap for this bonus episode of Geek This. Thank you so much for listening to the show, listening all the way to the end. And if you're new to the podcast and you listen this far, thank you, first of all, but there are a slew of other episodes that you can listen to. We are almost to episode 100. I've got some things in the works, but I don't want to give those out quite yet, probably in the next episode. But yeah, there are plenty of episodes you can go and check out, and I really can't express how much I appreciate you staying all the way to the end and listening to me babble on. So I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode of Geek This. And now, seriously, it is time for a break. New episodes are going to come out on June 6th. I believe that is a Wednesday. If not, it'll be the first Wednesday in June. And more details will be coming up about episode 100. So stay tuned and keep geeking out.
What's the next movie we should do this over?
I don't know.
Are you guys going to see Solo?
I'll probably eventually see it. I don't know about theater. I think I'll see it in the theater if, like, maybe one of you guys invites me, but I probably won't rush out to see it.
Well, after I recover from my wisdom teeth.
When does that come out?
Tomorrow?
My wisdom teeth comes out tomorrow.
Yes, they do. They come out tomorrow.
I was on this track. I was thinking about the movie.
The Solo comes out Thursday.
Right.
I didn't realize it was that quick.
Holy crap.
Is that the Toxic Avenger?
Yeah, I have one and two.
Oh my gosh. I've never seen the second
Actually,
one.
I think I have three.
I've never seen, I haven't
what,
seen
what
any.
What is that movie rated? Is it rated?
The first one?
Yeah. Like, hard R.
Crazy yeah. thing, though, I remember it from when I was little. And then I remember watching the cartoon.
The Toxic Crusaders? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was, like, made for children.
I know. It's so weird.
But I know I've seen the movie.
Yeah.
It's so weird that, like a movie like Toxic Avenger became a children's cartoon series. I can't believe that.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I've seen it.
You need to stay away from that one, trust me. Don't let your kids watch that.
That's too funny.
Yeah.